Morning, Ireland. It's 10 to 9 and the Ombudsman for Children's Office wants children to be included in the new independent regulatory oversight of home care and support services. Now, while adults are covered, children with very complex medical needs are not included in new regulations for providers of home support services by HICWA. And there are more than 650 children around the country using these vital services in their family home. And I'm joined in studio now by Dr. Nuala Ward, Director of Investigations at the Ombudsman for Children's Office. It's kind of flabbergasting that children weren't included in the first place, especially 650 of them.
Yes, that's exactly why we published this report today. We are deeply concerned about these children being excluded. People may know these are children that may have complex medical needs. So, for example, in our report today, we've included the case of baby Luke. Baby Luke spent his first year in hospital with multiple medical needs, but then he was able to come home to his family, who are looking after him fantastically with the support of home care providers. However, when they're concerned were raised by the dad about the quality of the service he was getting, especially in relation to all the promised hours didn't happen. They got less than 24 hours notice for a staff member couldn't show up. So you can imagine the impact that had on the family. And then it came to the head when one day he walked in and the staff member had fallen asleep when they were supposed to be looking after their baby. And that had huge implications and huge risk for Luke because of his oxygen levels. And so the father made a complaint to the private service provider that was commissioned by the HSE. And with 3 days later, he was told that his contract was terminated. It took him 6 months to try and get a complaint, and eventually we got involved. And we were very grateful. The HSE verbally apologised. They apologised to them in writing, and they took steps at a national level to try and address this issue for all the other 650 families that may wish to raise concerns. So that's why we're publishing the report today.
And it's not just yourselves. The Oireachtas Health Committee agrees with you. Mm-hmm. You're at this for 2 years. Do you know even why this isn't happening?
No, and that's exactly why we're publishing this report today. We have not got an answer. We have engaged with the HSE. The HSE would welcome this regulatory oversight of children, so they have no difficulty. As you mentioned, the Oireachtas Committee for Health also agreed with us. So, but the window of opportunity is closing. The legislation is a priority for the government. It's closing in the next coming months. And unless what we're calling for today is a call for action for the Minister for Health, the new Minister for Health, to please listen to these children and families and include them in this new oversight.
So it's down to the Minister for Health.
Yes.
It's up to her. She could simply decide that these children are going to be covered by these regulations from here on in, by the inspections. And she simply, what does she do? Sign something?
What we're hoping for is that with the new legislation, listen to the Oireachtas Committee report, implement their recommendations. It's very straightforward as far as we can understand it. And again, listen to us and to the families that need it. At the moment, the HSE are commissioning these private providers. But they're also paying for them to give the service and then also overseeing the quality of the service. But you can't be the player and the referee in a game. You just can't. And that's why this independent oversight is essential.
Have you had any contact? I mean, the minister's only newly appointed.
Exactly.
Have you had any contact with her yet?
Not yet, but we are very much hopeful that she will take a child-centred, a child rights approach, because children shouldn't be treated differently to adults. They should be equitable and treated the same way, especially these most vulnerable children receiving these services.
Dr. Nuala Ward, Head of Investigations at the Ombudsman for Children's Office, thank you very much indeed. It's 6 minutes to 9.